Before I dive into metrics and dashboarding for in-store shopper measurement, I wanted to do a quick note on post-pandemic planning. With a massive vaccine pipeline and an even bigger federal stimulus, there's every reason to believe that there are going to be remarkable retail opportunities in June, July, and August. Is that a guarantee? Of course not. It's planning, not history. But with nearly universal vaccination likely by June, the most probable outcomes look very favorable. So it's no surprise that after a year where most of what we sold was targeted to occupancy management, the first part of 2021 has been one of the strongest periods of growth we've ever had at Digital Mortar, and that growth was driven by deep in-store analytics, our flagship DM1 product. Smart retailers are clearly thinking ahead, and now is the time to aggressively experiment and learn. There are people out there who won't believe that the pandemic will end until long after it has, and there are people who will blindly assume that everything about shopper behavior will just go back to historical norms. Neither is good thinking. COVID has created massive disruptions in shopper behavior, some of which are going to persist for a long time to come. Some disruption just accelerated trends that were already in the making, and they aren't going back in the other direction. And some of those disruptions will surely vanish. A year from now, I don't expect to be sanitizing my hands as I walk into every store. Pandemic theater is likely to go away pretty quickly. But the best paths forward aren't always obvious or fully discovered, and some of the retailers that benefited most from changes in COVID may find less favorable conditions as people shift away from at-home and outdoors experiences. Almost no matter who you are, there's a lot to be learned in the next 6 months before holiday season. And I have to say, the full-store analytics solutions we're delivering now are way better. All the work we've done with camera and LiDAR has dramatically improved the underlying data capture that drives analytics. Good data is everything. And while that data still isn't perfect, it's a lot better than it was. So if you've got physical locations and you're not investing right now in people measurement and in-store analytics, you probably should be. Next time, I'll take up metrics and in-store reporting in earnest. I promise. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.